This is Tom Arms with Lookahead Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 29th of February. Lookahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Look out, world! We're only days away from Super Tuesday. In fact, we're about to enter Super March. By the 15th of the month, Donald Trump will know whether or not the rest of the primary campaign will be a triumphal march to the Republican nominating convention in mid-July. Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, on the other hand, look set to fight to the bitter end. America's not the only country gripped by election fever this week. On Friday, there are elections on the Pacific island of Samoa, and on Saturday, it is the turn of Slovakia. On Sunday, the West African country of Benin holds the first round of presidential elections. Starting on Thursday, New Zealanders start casting votes in a referendum on a proposed new flag, while in Australia, the inquiry starts on Monday into child sex abuse involving Cardinal George Pell. In Germany, there are two big court cases. The first starts on Monday when 95-year-old Hubert Zafka, a former Auschwitz medical attendant, goes on trial. And on Thursday, the Supreme Court starts to hear the case in favor of banning the country's far-right National Democratic Party. While in Belgium, the anti-immigration pressure group Pegida is planning a demonstration in the Belgian town of Zeebrugge. In Africa, East African heads of government convene on Monday for their annual summit. Later in the week, Kenya opens one of the world's largest shopping malls. And finally, with spring just around the corner, the people of Chicago will be reminding the inhabitants of the Northern Hemisphere that it is still winter. Yes, next Sunday is Chicago's annual polar plunge into the icy waters of Lake Michigan. And that was next week's news today, with information from Zapaday.com. Stay tuned after this message for Look Ahead Radio's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with Look Ahead Radio's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 29th of February. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The Trump bandwagon appears unstoppable, with only days to go before Super Tuesday, when 12 states and one territory vote for the Democratic and Republican presidential nominees. National opinion polls give the billionaire builder 37.5% of the vote, more than double that of his nearest rival, Ted Cruz. It is possible that by March the 15th, Trump will have enough delegates to secure the Republican nomination. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, on the other hand, remain neck and neck with 49 and 42% of the polls, respectively. There will also be a general election in the East European country of Slovakia. In the week before the election, Prime Minister Robert Fico's Smer party had a clear double-digit lead over its closest challengers. New Zealanders next week start voting on a major change to their national identity. For years, the British Union Jack has been dominant in the top right-hand corner of the New Zealand flag. On Thursday, voters start to decide on whether or not to ditch the British link and opt for a flag decorated with a New Zealand fern. In Australia, public inquiry gets underway into the historic child sex abuse by Cardinal George Pell, the Vatican's finance chief. His alleged victims are furious that Pell has been excused from returning to Australia for health reasons. He will testify to the inquiry through a video link. Meanwhile, in Germany, 95-year-old Hubert Zafka goes on trial on Monday, charged with accessory to murder. Zafka worked as a wartime medical attendant at Auschwitz. He is accused of helping to send 3,681 people to the camp's gas chambers, including the Dutch teenager Anne Frank. On Thursday, the German Constitutional Court, Germany's equivalent of the Supreme Court, starts hearing the case for banning the country's far-right National Democratic Party. The NPD's opponents have been trying for 13 years for a court ban. They hope to succeed this time by proving that the party is behind the burning of shelters for Syrian refugees. Another group of anti-refugee campaigners, Pegida, are spreading out of Germany to other European countries. Next Sunday, they are planning a major demonstration in the Belgian port of Zeebrugge. In Arusha, Tanzania, the heads of government from the East African community will gather for their 17th annual summit. The two major issues are the impact of falling world commodity prices on their economies and the threat of Islamic terrorism spreading south from the failed state of Somalia. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you.